A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well, and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." Just then his disciples came. They were astonished that he was speaking with a woman, but no one said, "What do you want?" or "Why are you speaking with her?" Then the woman left her water jar and went back to the city. She said to the people, "Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he?" They left the city and went on their way to him. Many Samaritans from that city believed in him because of the woman's testimony, "He told me everything I have ever done." So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The encounter of Jesus with the Samaritan woman is one of the most captivating in all of Scripture. This woman comes from a group of people the Jews considered heretics, yet Jesus engages her in conversation. She knows the rules. Jews don't associate with Samaritans. A Jewish man doesn't speak to a woman, not his wife, in public. Still, when Jesus takes the initiative to cross those boundaries, she picks up her part of the dialogue. She has come to the well for water, but it's obvious that her thirst goes much deeper. The lifestyle she has been living surely has burdened her with shame and guilt. Yet isolation from friends and neighbors gives way to welcome from this stranger who knows everything she has ever done and still accepts her. Jesus, in fact, invites her into a process of being reconciled with God, with her neighbors, with her own past. The woman responds to that grace and becomes herself a minister of the good news to her townspeople. This woman of Samaria is a model for all of us who follow the call to preach. Preaching is not a vocation we choose on our own and then set about systematically developing the skills and planning our message. Preaching chooses us. It begins with an encounter, many encounters really, with the living, reconciling Christ. We come before him with all that we are, gifts and flaws, hopes and woundedness. The initiative is always his. He seeks us out, in the silence of prayer, to be sure, but also, and perhaps especially, in times of loneliness or rejection or struggle or defeat, in times when all we thought valuable no longer satisfies us. Whatever the circumstances, he seeks to engage us. If we are open, he will gradually and gently strip away our masks and personas and show us who we really are, vulnerable, searching for something, someone beyond ourselves. Eventually, he shows us our most guarded truth, the ways we have sinned against God, and the ways we have damaged relationships with one another. Far from destroying us, this process actually frees us for genuine discipleship. His acceptance heals us, forgives us, and fills us with longing to know him more profoundly. Thirst takes us deeper into who he is, and that revelation sets us on fire. It is here that preaching is born. Out of the fire of Christ's self-revelation, we yearn to bring others to him, not simply by talking about him, but by inviting others to see for themselves, to encounter the Christ who waits to engage them as well. Reconciled sinners make the best preachers. They know where the power comes from, and they go again and again to the well of God's mercy. They celebrate the grace that sets them free. They turn their hearers toward the one who knows everything they have done and still loves them. Most of all, they know when to step back and let the grace of God take over in the hearts of their listeners. That, after all, is the goal of all our preaching.